Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your first and last name, please?
Sure. Good morning, Cindy. My first name
Good
is
morning.
Michael. Last name is Vacna. V like in Victor, Achna.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind, so I can attempt to locate your account.
If I have one.
Okay, I'll check for you. Be right with you. Okay, I do have the link pulled up, and then I'll enter your last name and see if anything comes up. Okay, I do have an account for a for Michael. One moment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And then verify for me, please, your address, the shipping address.
4803 Shell Stream Boulevard, Newport Richey, Florida, 34652.
Okay, thank you. That's the information that I have. And it looks like you ordered a tracker tag.
A checker tag.
No, tracker. A tracker tag.
Oh, no, I didn't order anything. Something was sent to me that if I, what do you call it, answer this questionnaire, I will
Right.
receive this if I pay
Okay.
$5 and change for shipping.
Yes,
And
it
I
looks.
accepted that, but I didn't say I was going to pay $49 for a tracker thing.
Yes, I definitely understand. It looks like you paid $6.70, and that was for a trial. You try the product before you buy it. If you don't call in to cancel within the trial period, then we will bill you for the cost of the product, which was the $49.97.
Well, I haven't received nothing, number one. Number two, I'm supposed to receive this for nothing, so therefore, my credit card company is canceling everything.
Okay, so if you disputed the, well, we didn't, we attempted to bill you, but that charge declined.
Yeah, well, that was probably because of whatever you want to call it, miscommunication or a misadvertisement or whatever.
Well, I
I took a
def
survey, and the survey said if I do this and that, it's free.
Yes, did you read over the terms? The terms and conditions, it kind of explains in detail what you were signing up for. But I mean, I understand I'm a consumer as well, and it might have just been an oversight. Allow me to place you on a brief hold so I can close out the account for you, okay?
Yeah, close out everything, and I'm so sorry. This took place. It's not fraudulent on your part, but it's misrepresentation for. Especially the terms, and I'm half blind, and I don't, when you buy a car, there's about three pages to read. Nobody reads them neither.
Right, I understand. I do
Okay.
understand. Allow me to place you on a brief hold so I can just make sure everything is closed out. One moment, if you don't mind.
Thank you very much, dear.
You're
Sorry for the
welcome.
inconvenience for you.
No, that's okay. One moment, please. Just made sure the account was canceled, and what I'm doing now is placing notations on the account. One moment, please.
Yeah, I really like that item. I mean, if I knew you had a catalog and they had such an item, I probably would have bought it if they didn't give me that free business, you know?
Oh, I understand. And again, it was just free, but it was just during the trial period. Okay, one moment, please.
I don't understand when the trial period was, but anyway, I answer when I see it.
Okay, I did m make the notations on the account, closed everything out for you. Now you will receive email confirmation also that the account was closed.
I thank you for that. I didn't even know I had an open account, but thank you.
No problem, sir. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, I just hope you have a good weekend, and you're a lovely lady. Thank you for not giving me no headaches today.
Oh, no, you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. And you have a great holiday and a great weekend as well.
Okay, young lady. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.